Speaker Hastert isn't the only member of Congress who's facing questions about legislative earmarks and land deals back home. NPR's Peter Overby has that part of the story.
Besides Hastert, two other House members who stuck provisions into last year's highway bill also appear to have boosted certain real estate values. Ken Calvert and Gary Miller are both Southern California Republicans. In early 2005, Calvert invested in 4 acres near an abandoned Air Force base. He earmarked $1.5 million in the 2005 transportation bill to improve part of the old air base. After the bill became law, he and his partner sold their land at a hefty profit. Miller's earmark in the transportation bill closed down an old airport. That allowed the local government to proceed with its plan to sell the airport land to Miller's former partner in real estate development. That man is one of Miller's biggest campaign donors. Calvert and Miller both say there's no conflict of interest. Calvert points out that real estate prices were booming all around his investment property. At the Center for American Progress, a liberal group that's been examining the land deals, Faz Shakir says this kind of legislating may be getting more common.
Dennis Hastert, Ken Calvert, and Gary Miller seems that they've been using earmarks through the transportation bill to personally profit and really has gone underground without a lot of scrutiny.
At the Capitol this week, Florida Republican Tom Feeney said it can be tough to avoid every ethics critic.
Almost all of us own property in our districts, and so, you know, eventually you're going to, if you're fighting for road dollars like your constituents want, you're going to be helping roads that go by properties that you have an interest in.
And in fact, U.S. politics and land development have always been tangled up together, ever since George Washington and his friends speculated in acreage where Washington, D.C. sits now. Colgate University professor Michael Johnston studies political corruption.
I'd be hard-pressed to say exactly what the rules and what the laws actually were, because it was hard to tell politicians from the business class. In many places, they were one and the same people.
And 100 years ago, it was another George Washington, George Washington Plunkett of New York City's Tammany Hall machine, who boiled it all down. He said he would find out where public improvements would be coming, and he would buy up land there. Lawyers and politicians debate the legality of doing that. Plunkett just called it honest graft. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.